Hello and welcome. This is Fan is short for Fanatic. This week, I will be going over Glasgow Celtic. Celtic play their home games at Celtic Park in the Parkhead area of Glasgow. The stadium is a 60,000 all-seater stadium. Celtic colours are green and white hoops. Celtic have won 51 league titles as of 2020. 39 Scottish Cups, 19 League Cups and a European Cup in 1967. 5 titles in one season in 67. European Cup, Scottish First Division, Scottish Cup, League Cup and the Glasgow Cup. Celtic are one of only 5 clubs in the world to have won over 100 trophies in their history. Some of their very famous players is Kenny Dalglish, Paul McStay, Jimmy Johnson, Henrik Larsson and Billy McNeil. Celtic's most common nickname is the Boys, which dates back to the foundation of the club in the late 19th century. The club took the nickname to reflect its heritage. The extra H in it, in Boys, indicates that the spelling system is in Gaelic, which often is seen the latter follow a B. The first known use of this term dates back to a postcard from the 20th century, the picture of Celtic side of the time and is labelled the Boys, the Bold Boys. Some of Celtic's more famous supporters: Frankie Boyle, Susan Boyle, Kevin Bridges, the great Billy Connolly, Noel and Liam Gallagher, Conor McGregor, Rod Stewart. Celtic have also got super fans. Paul the Tim has been to every competitive game for the last 10 years or more. Paul's biggest moment was when he got to give Pope Francis a Celtic jersey when Celtic was playing Lazio in Rome last year. And how could I forget about Wee J Beattie from Lurgan? Wee J was born with Down syndrome. In January 2015, J Beattie was invited to a Christmas party for Celtic against Hamilton. He was invited to watch the two teams play, and at half time he was invited onto the pitch and was given the chance to take a penalty. Wee Beattie scored and celebrated with both sets of fans. Beattie's goal at Hamilton was later included in the SPFL Goal of the Month. He got 97% of the vote and won. He beat out all the professionals and has Goal of the Month for 2015 of January. Congratulations, Jay, on your scoring a penalty there and having a great time. Also, Celtic's manager, Neil Lennon, he is also from Lurgan. When Jay was 10 years of age, he gave him his league-winning medal. Fair play to Neil Lennon for that one. The unofficial official mascot of Celtic is Jay Beattie. He also has a very special relationship with Georgie Samaras. Celtic was initially founded to raise money for the poor in the east end of Glasgow, and the club has still retained strong charitable traditions today. In 1995, the Celtic Charity Fund was founded, and its aim of revitalising Celtic's charitable tradition, and by September 2013 had raised over 5 million. The charity has since then merged with the Celtic Fund, forming the Celtic FC Foundation, and continues to raise money for local, national and international causes. On August 9th, 2011, Celtic held a testimonial match in honour of former player John Kennedy. Due to the crisis in East Africa, the entire proceeds were donated to Oxfam. An estimated $300,000 was raised. Celtic held an annual charity fashion show at Celtic Park in 2011. The main beneficiaries were Breast Cancer of Scotland. York Hill Hospital is another charity whom Celtic are affiliated with. Celtic's chief executive, Peter Lorwell, said, "Celtic have always been much more than just a football club, and it is important that at all times we play an important role in the wider community. The club is delighted to have enjoyed such a long, positive contribution with York Hill Hospital." Celtic was formed over 130 years ago in the East End of Glasgow by Brother Walford from Sligo. And like-minded local businessmen had one aim, to put food on the dinner tables of widows, orphans and the unemployed. The establishment of the club in year 1887 at St Mary's Church ensured not only Glasgow Irish immigrants had a better chance, but that anyone who needed the help of the club could get it. That policy had been open to all, regardless of race, creed or colour, and had defined Celtic. From that day, those values ring true. Still, Celtic's core value is that it is a Scottish club with proud Irish roots and a charitable relationship still in 2020. As much as part of the club's DNA as it was towards the end of the 19th century. Celtic played their first match, a friendly, against Glasgow Rangers, where Celtic would go on to win 5-2. I would safely say that is the last friendly that the two teams have ever played against each other. For most of Celtic's history, the home strip has featured green and white horizontal hoops, but the original strip was white top with black shorts and black and green hooped socks. The top also featured the Morris Brothers badge on the right hand side. The original Celtic badge was a green Celtic cross inside of a red circle. In 1889, the club changed to green and white stripes. This would continue for the next 14 years with changing of the shorts and changing of the socks every couple of years. The top did not feature the crest. The club began using the badge in the 1930s, featuring a four-leaf clover surrounded by the Celtic football team insignia. When Big Jock Stein brought the big cup home, on May 25th, 1967, in the Portugal capital, a group of men lifted the most coveted prize in club football, as Celtic defeated Inter Milan to win the European Cup. Something of a strange thing even then, but more so now, is that 11 players used that night grew up within sight of a bus ride of Celtic Park. All but one member of the 15-man squad was born within sight 10 miles of Celtic Park. Bobby Lennox was born 30 miles away in a town called Saltcoats. Alexander Mozzini opened the scoring for Inter on the 7th minute after a penalty, after Jim Craig had brought down Coppolini in the box. The Italians then retreated into their familiar 11-man defence. Inter did not win a single corner and forced Celtic's keeper Ronnie Simpson to make only two saves the rest of the game. Celtic had two shots off the crossbar, 39 attempts on goal, 13 of which were saved by the Italian goalkeeper. Seven of which were blocked by defenders and 19 were off target. To say the least, Celtic were absolutely dominating this game. Craig made amends for his penalty mistake on the 63rd minute when he laid off the ball to Tommy Gemmell to fire home the Celtic equaliser. With 83 minutes on the clock, Gemmell allowed space and he had played the ball to Bobby Murdoch, whose long-range shot was deflected by Stevie Chalmers past the Italian goalkeeper into the net. And Celtic would go on to beat the great Inter Milan side 2-1. And Billy McNeil, the Celtic captain, would walk up the steps and lift the European Cup and then become the greatest night in Celtic's history. Celtic were the first British club to win the European Cup and still the only Scottish club to have reached the final. Celtic are one of only three clubs to have won five trophies in the one season. Celtic reached the final again in 1970, but were beaten 2-1 by Feyenoord after extra time in the San Siro in Milan. The Lisburn Lions is the nickname given to the Celtic team that won the European Cup in Lisbon, Portugal. Big Jack was a Celtic player, a Celtic captain, and a Celtic manager, and also a Celtic legend. Big Jack as a manager and a player. 10 Scottish League titles as a manager, 1 as a player. Scottish Cups, 8 as a manager, 1 as a player. 6 League Cups and a European Cup winners. European Cup winner and runners-up. A very healthy trophy list there for Big Jack. In 2003, Celtic reached the UEFA Cup final as well, with the match ending 3-2 to FC Porto, with an estimated 80,000 Celtic supporters travelling to Seville for the occasion. Celtic fans received awards from UEFA and FIFA for their loyal and supporting behaviour at the match. FIFA's president, Seth Blatter, also praised the Celtic fans when he presented the FIFA Fair Play Award at Celtic Park. Quote, "I can only say that this is not the first time that Celtic fans have provided themselves as a warm and welcome supporters. The massive travelling support that travelled to Seville to watch the final became known as the Boys of Seville." He arrived in the form of a millionaire businessman, Fergus McCann, who swept into the east end of Glasgow with a relief package to save the beleaguered Parkhead side and destroy the family dynasty that has held Celtic back for way too long. A move which led to the transformation of the club, with the new 60,000 all-seater stadium and the UEFA Cup final appearance within inside of a decade. Fergus McCann had the vision of Celtic that no one else had, building a 60,000 all-seater stadium when Celtic's gate was only 28,000. He believed in the fans, and if you build it, they will come. Now Celtic has 50,000 all-seater 50,000 season ticket holders with a waiting list after that.
My message to Celtic supporters everywhere tonight is simply this. The game is over. The Rebels have won.
The game is over. The Rebels have won. March 4th, 1994, Fergus McCann paid off the banks and took over Celtic, overthrowing a century of Whites and Kellys running the club, and so created the model Celtic follow today. Without Fergus, this could have ended up very different for Celtic. Fergus will go down in Celtic's history books. The former Celtic major shareholder who saved the club in 94 and oversaw a stunning transformation before selling up 5 years later was given a hero's welcome back at Celtic Park by thousands of supporters. The Old Firm, or the Glasgow Derby as it's called these days, after Rangers died in 2012. For every superhero, there's always a villain, and that's where Glasgow Rangers come in. If Celtic is He-Man, then Rangers is Skeletor, and that would make Ibrox Snake Mountain. Remember, Celtic fans, He-Man lives at Grayskull and he's a goodie. So you always got to remember that. One of the biggest rivals in world football, when Celtic and Rangers play, thousands if not millions tune in to watch the Glasgow Derby, with traditional songs from both sides and a celebration of colour and noise. Celtic are associated with Irish Catholics and Rangers with Protestant and British Unionism. The game has a political, social and religious divide and a sectarianism element throughout Scotland and Ireland. Rangers call Celtic fans Tims, Celtic call Rangers fans Huns. To say both sides hate each other is a gross understatement. On the 19th of October 1957, Celtic beat Rangers 7-1 in the League Cup final.
6-7 and the Rangers won. All my days I will sing in praise of the Celtic team that played that day.
The Green Brigade are a Celtic FC supporters ultra group formed in 2006. They are situated in the North Cavern corner section of Celtic Park. The Green Brigade were founded in the summer of 2006, resulting from a breakaway from the Jungle Boys that had been the previous year. The core element of the group are to inject colour, create an atmosphere and provide a vocal backing to the team. As a political orientated ultras group, and the use of banners, tifos and paros both at home and away games are fundamental to our presence at matches. The continuation, or in some cases resurrection, of Celtic and the traditional Irish songs are also at the heart of the group. At a match against Aberdeen on November 2010, the Green Brigade unveiled two banners with these words: "Your deeds would shame all the devils in hell. Ireland, Iraq and Afghanistan. No blood-stained poppies on our hoops." This protest was against the placement of a poppy on the Celtic shirt for a match against St Mirren on November 2010. On Celtic's last game of the 2010-12 season, the Green Brigade organised a display of solidarity with the Palestinian prisoners on hunger strike. This featured a banner reading, "Dignity is more precious than food," alongside a Palestinian flags. A spokesman for the Green Brigade said, "We do this in solidarity to raise awareness and because it's the right thing to do." Celtic were fined £8,619 by FIFA. I don't know how they come up with this number. For supporters flying Palestinian flags at a game in August in 2016 in the UEFA Champions League qualifying match against an Israeli side at Celtic Park. The Green Brigade crowdfunded 176,000 in response, the balance of which was donated to Palestinian charities. On November 2012, the Green Brigade organised a full stadium pre-match card display against Barcelona to celebrate Celtic's 125-year anniversary. The display featured a Celtic cross, green and white hoops, and the 125 years in written form. When supporters earned the praise of the chairman at the time, Peter Lowell, still the chairman today, I believe. Love them or hate them, the Green Brigade ultras are at the forefront of the atmosphere at Celtic Park, and the group conducts a huge amount of charity work, keeping the history and the culture of Celtic Football Club alive. They're certainly a recognisable group within the Celtic supporters. In July 2016, Celtic formally unveiled the new 2,600 capacity seat railing area with inside Celtic Park, becoming the first British club to do so. The club has obtained a safety standing certificate 13 months earlier after years of negotiation with supporters, football organisations and the Glasgow Council. I would like to say that the Green Brigade is probably one of the best ultra groups in the world, and they definitely bring an atmosphere to Celtic Park that is untouched by any other ultra groups. Some of their tifos and stuff like that was the Conor McGregor one inspired banner. Really loved that one, and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Who can forget about that one? That's all I've got for Celtic today. Thank you very much for listening. Full disclosure, I am a Celtic fan. I've always been a Celtic fan. I was brought up in a Celtic family. My brothers, sisters and my father are all Celtic fanatics. If you could like and subscribe or share this podcast, it would help it grow. Thank you again.
When I see a Celtic, I go right off my head. I just can't get enough. I just can't.